Let me tell you about Brian. Brian was a member of a church I served before I came to Emmanuel. His family was very active. He was an active member of our youth group. But Brian was different. Everyone knew it. He was socially awkward, often said and did the most wildly inappropriate things at inappropriate times. He could be annoying, even infuriating at times. People talked about him behind his back. Kids teased him and made fun of him. Brian couldn't help being the way he was. He suffered from a serious illness for which there was and still is no cure, and the medicines he took to keep it under control had other effects on him and his behavior. But Brian loved Jesus. His faith was very strong and stubborn. Even though other people didn't understand him or accept him for who he was, Brian knew that Jesus loved him no matter what. Brian suffered from OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, a mental illness that put strange and sometimes dangerous ideas in his mind, ideas that made him do things over which he had no control. It was as if his mind and body was possessed by an alien power, like the demon-possessed man who met Jesus in today's gospel. Despite all this, Brian did all in his power to live a normal teenager's life. His parents helped him as much as they could. I helped him as his pastor as much as I could, as did many of his fellow members at church. But one day, those insistent voices in his head were just too strong for him. He took his own life. The man in today's gospel told Jesus that his name was Legion. A Roman legion contained 6,000 soldiers whose primary task in Jesus' day was to enforce the Roman occupation of Jesus' homeland. This man's body, mind, and spirit was occupied territory in much the same way, at the mercy of thousands of evil powers. Yet those thousands of demons cowered in the presence of Jesus, who had come to bring their occupation to an end. Caesar had his legions, just as Satan had his, and neither of them could match the power of this one wandering Jewish rabbi, not even when Caesar and Satan joined forces in the end and nailed him to a Roman cross. Where does that leave us 2,000 years later? And where does that leave Brian? The demons of his illness may have taken his life, but they could not rob him of his faith in Jesus' love that sustained him to the end. Brian lives now with his risen Lord in a place where the spirits who tormented him cannot touch him. But if Brian's mind and body were occupied territory while he lived on this earth, what about ours? If the demon's name is Legion, there are thousands of ways that evil can become an occupying power in our lives too. When I remember Brian, one demonic power that comes to mind is the stigma still surrounding mental illness, even in our supposedly enlightened age. Much of Brian's suffering came not from his OCD, but from the ways other people reacted to it and to him. Mental illness is hidden away in the darkness of shame, as are those who suffer from it, blamed for what is beyond their control. It is seen as a personal failing, a weakness one should be able to overcome. It can lead to being bullied, or to being ignored and avoided by family and friends, to loss of employment, and difficulty finding employment, or housing, or appropriate health care. It is one of the leading causes of homelessness. The stigma of mental illness is a demonic power that lives in the minds and hearts of most Americans, chaining us to falsehoods that keep us from seeing our mentally ill neighbors as people of value, as people like us. And there are more demonic powers at work that keep us from being truly one in Christ, including racism and sexism and partisan divisions between Republicans and Democrats, liberals and conservatives. When Jesus looked at the demon-possessed man, naked and cringing at his feet, what he saw was not a disgusting or terrifying monster to be avoided, but a precious child of God like himself, who needed to be released from the spiritual chains that bound him by the only power that was stronger than the demonic powers that had claimed his soul, the power of love. When Jesus looks at us, in all the ways we are still bound by the powers of evil within us and around us, Jesus sees in us what he saw in the demon-possessed man and what he saw in Brian. Jesus sees in us what we ought to see in every person we meet, no matter how strange or off-putting their behavior, or their sexuality, or the color of their skin, or the country of their birth, or their political party, or their position on abortion or gun control or immigration or traditional versus contemporary worship or whatever else causes the demonic powers within us to see another human soul as not like us and somehow less than us. Jesus has come to set all people free from the powers that divide and enslave the human race, so that we can see and embrace each other as the precious children of God that we are, in all our glorious and messy diversity. And he is going to do it today the same way he did it 2,000 years ago, by the power of his love at work in the lives of those who follow him. And do we have our work cut out for us? The forces of evil within us and around us, although defeated by Jesus, are still very real. They know their time is short. They will do as much damage as they can before our risen and victorious Lord sends them into the abyss forever. Their name is still Legion, and their battle plan is still the same, to divide and to conquer by the power of hatred and fear. We see it all around us these days. Our mission is the opposite, to heal and to set the captives free by the power of God's forgiving love, to see through all the lies of the evil one, to embrace the uniquely precious child of God within each and every person. In a few minutes, God will claim another precious child of God, Torin, as his own. In the waters of baptism, God will join Torin to Jesus' saving death and resurrection, and make him a living member of the body of Christ and part of God's world-saving mission. Before we plunge Torin deep into the mystery of God's love, we will once again renounce all the powers of evil around us and within us and commit ourselves to their final defeat. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us join in the struggle to set all people free from the stigma of mental illness, from the ugliness and injustice of racism and sexism, and from the political polarization that is tearing our nation apart. Let us renounce hatred and fear and commit ourselves to the way of forgiving love, so that through us, Jesus can heal and reunite our broken world, one person at a time.